set to play ball now, and Pete Rose, left-handed batter, switch hitter, steps in here to face Bob Roos, second baseman for the Reds, and Bob winds up. Here's the first pitch of the ball game, and Rose punts one off toward Fox at second base. Nelly hurries, goes to first, got him. Great play by Fox. There's a hard one to make. Rose bunted on the first pitch. Fox got that ball just on the edge of the infield grass and with a quick hand shoveled it over to Runnels, and there's one down. Here's the third baseman, Chico Ruiz, now one out, nobody on base. Rose came on hitting 194 tonight, two runs batted in, and Ruiz, also a switch hitter, batting left-handed, is hitting 304. He has one home run and three runs batted in. Got that home run out here last night inside the park. First pitch is inside at the knees, ball one. Al Barlick is the umpire in chief tonight. Augie Donatelli is umpiring at first. Stan Landis is at second base, and Mel Steiner is umpiring at third. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ruiz. Bouncing ball right back to Bob. Bruce has it. There's the throw to first, two down. So Ruiz is tapped back to the hill. Two away, and that will bring up Beta Pinson. Pinson, a left-handed batter, hitting 414. One homer and five runs batted in. Pinson has hit safely in seven consecutive ball games for the Reds. 360 down the lines here at Houston, 420 feet up the middle. Slow curveball, strike on the inside corner of the knees. Bruce, as most of you fans know, has a good assortment of curveballs, and his big weapon is his change of speeds. One strike to count. He will also use the slider and the fastball. Here's the pitch now. There's a fly ball to left center field. Spangler's over for it. Wynn carries it away from him, still going, makes the catch in deep left center field, and it retires the side. So on almost a minimum number of pitches, it's three up and three down for Cincinnati in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top of the first inning, the Reds nothing, and the Colt 45s are coming to bat.
Let's have a Pearl beer. Pearl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a Colt Pearl beer.
Next time you pick up a six-pack of Pearl, try the compact glass bottles. There's no deposit, no return, and pure glass protects that Pearl beer flavor. It's a flavor you get only in Pearl beer because it's brewed with choice grains and hops and famous spring water from the country of 1100 springs. With only the best going for you, how can you miss? Like the song says,
let's have a Pearl beer. Pearl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Pearl beer.
Leading off for Houston now in the bottom half of the first will be center fielder Al Spangler. Al is making his first start of the year tonight. First day of spring training and exhibition games. Al fractured his left wrist. He's back in action now. He has appeared twice at the plate prior to this. Left-handed batter, Spangler will be followed by Nelly Fox and Pete Runnels. Spangler is 0 for 2 in this young 64 season, and facing him is a big right-hander, Joey Jay. Ruiz on the grass at third. Here's the windup now by Jay in the first pitch to Spangler, and he takes a strike up around the letters. Strike one. Nobody out, nobody on. Bob Skinner in left, Beta Pinson in center, and Frank Robinson in right. Chico Ruiz at third, Leo Cardenas at short, Pete Rose at second base, Darren Johnson on first, and Johnny Edwards is catching. Ball outside, one and one count. Jay has won one and lost none so far this year. Went the distance his first time out, pitched nine innings, has an ERA of 3.00. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Spangler. Al hits a foul off the left side. That'll be in the lower seats out of play, and it's 1-2. In nine innings, last time out, Jay struck out one and walked one. Wind blowing out of the right field corner again tonight. No score, bottom half of the first. Jimmy Adair coaching at first base for the 45s. Lumen Harris on third. Out field is pulling Spangler to the right side. Here's the pitch by Jay. Curveball, line drive, beautiful grab by the first baseman, Darren Johnson. Ooh, that was a good one. Hard line drive back of first, and Spangler is robbed. I don't know whether that ball would have stayed fair or not. Johnson got the ball right inside the stripe and then carried it out as he made a very good catch on it. And there's one down. Here's Nellie Fox now. Nellie's the club's leading hitter average-wise with a .385. Also leads in runs batted in with six. Left-handed batter. Spangler, Fox, Runnels, and Bond, the first four men to face Jay, bat left-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Nell, and it's a fastball, two high, ball one. Jay stands 6'4", weighs 230 pounds, 29-year-old right-hander. Born in Middletown, Connecticut, Jay now makes his home in Florida. One ball, no strikes. Left fielder Skinner is shaded to the opposite side toward the left field foul line for Fox. Is not too deep. Pins it a little bit over in left center field also. There's a strike up around the letters, and it's 1-1. Ball one and strike one on Fox. Runnels will be up next year in the bottom of the first. No score. Right-hander Joey Jay against right-hander Bob Bruce. Second game of the series. The Reds won the opener last night 10-5. The wrap-up will be at 7:30 here tomorrow night. Here's the 1-1 windup now. The pitch on the way to Fox. Hits a foul back into the screen, and it's one ball, two strikes. Jay originally signed a bonus contract with the Milwaukee Braves. That was in 1953. He had to stay with Milwaukee for 2 years, you'll remember, under the bonus rule at that time. He did, however, make a couple trips to the minors, but then was traded over to Cincinnati in 1960 at the tail end of the season. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ball hit to left field. Skinner comes in for it, and he just got it right off his knees. Skinner seemed to lose that right away, but then picked it up. Then came charging in. The ball not hit too deep to left. Grabbed it right off his knees for the second out. So Fox has flied to shallow left field, two away. And here now is the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Pete bats left, hitting .280. He has three runs batted in. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the first. Here's Jay's first pitch to him. Curveball, line foul, down to the Houston bullpen and left. And it's strike one. Jay's first year with Cincinnati was 1961, and 2 years in a row, 61 and 62, he won 21 ball games for Cincinnati. He had an off year last year. He won only seven. Ball is high. 1961, he won 21 and lost 10. And in 62, he won 21 and lost 14. But last year, won only seven while losing 18. One ball, one strike on Runnels. Two out, nobody on. Fastball, high and inside, ball two. So this is the 11th year in the National League for Jay. He has won 74 games and lost 66 going into this ball game tonight. 1-0 so far this year. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way to Runnels now. Fast strike on the outside corner of the knees. And it's ball two and strike two. Spangler has lined to first. Fox has flied to left. Two outs. No score. Bottom of the first. Ball two and strike two now on Runnels. Big right-hander, Joey Jay. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Pete. There's a ground ball, base hit to the left of Cotterness in the left center field. And Pete is on with the first hit of the ball game. So Runnels is singled with two outs. And that will bring up the left fielder, Walt Bond. Bond is hitting .063 as he comes in tonight. He has had one hit so far this year, and that was a triple. He has one for 16. The fourth consecutive left-handed batter to face Jay. Runnels takes his lead off first base. And the first pitch on the way to Bond. Fast strike called at the knees. Strike one. We beat Jay twice last year. He had an 0-2 mark against the Colt 45s, but his lifetime record against Houston is on the plus side. He has 5 wins, 3 defeats against Houston in 2 years in the National League. Ball low, and it's a ball and a strike now on Bond. Bond stands 6'6", weighs 235 pounds. So we got a couple of real good heavyweights looking at each other here. Jay at 6'4", 230. Bond at 6'6", 235. Ball one and strike one. Runnels takes the lead away from Darren Johnson on first base. Here's the pitch to Bond. It's outside. Ball two, strike one. Nothing, bottom of the first. 45s have put the first man on base tonight as Bob Bruce retired the Reds 1-2-3 in the top half. Shortstop Leo Cardenas shaded way over by second base, pulling Bond around the right side. Walt hits a fly ball to right field, and Frank Robinson moves in a few steps on the run now as the wind takes it away, but he makes the catch easily to retire the side. So for Houston in the first, no runs on one hit. There were no errors. One was left on. At the end of the first inning of play at Colt Stadium tonight, Cincinnati nothing and Houston nothing.
The music starts at night in the country of 1100 springs. That's when you can really hear the water. During the day, you've been too busy looking to listen. Darkness turns up the volume. This splash of clear water on clean rock is one of the world's finest waters, and it's used to brew Pearl beer. Still chilly from the springs, it gives a brief concert before it disappears again into the limestone. The stone takes the water deep underground, straight to the artesian wells of the Pearl Brewery. Fresh from the hill country springs, it's a great natural brewing water that brings out flavors you miss in other beers.
Let's have a Pearl beer. Pearl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Pearl beer.
Right fielder Frank Robinson leads off for Cincinnati. Your time is called. Rusty Staub is going to tie a shoe out there in right field before action gets underway. Robinson will be followed by Darren Johnson and Bob Skinner here in the top of the second inning. One game in the National League this afternoon, San Francisco defeated Milwaukee 8-6, and that moved the Giants into undisputed first place in the National League. Here is Robinson hitting 267, two runs batted in. Right-handed hitter takes the first pitch from Bruce, two high, ball one. This is Bruce's second appearance of the year, but his first start. He is 0-0. He's pitched two innings, given up one hit, no runs, struck out six in his first two innings of pitching. No walks. There's a base hit right through the box up the middle, and Robinson is on with the first hit off Bruce. Spangler up with it out in center field, fires it back into Fox at second. So Frank Robinson is single to start the second inning. That will bring up the first baseman, Darren Johnson. Well, Johnson is hitting 429. Two home runs and seven runs batted in. Freddie Hutchinson is getting some good mileage out of this 25-year-old first baseman. He is hoping that he is for real here. Here's the stretch now. Look over to first. The pitch into Johnson. Strike on the outside corner of the letters. He started to go and then checked his swing on it. Bob Skinner will be up next. Bob Bruce, a right-hander, 29 years old. Bob was born in Detroit. Makes his home now in Livonia, Michigan, just outside the Motor City. Stands 6'3 and weighs 200 pounds. Curveball. Ooh, that was a good one. Swing and a miss. And it's strike two. Nobody out. Robinson on first. Second inning, no score. Bob came up through the Detroit chain. Pitched professionally in 1953, his first season. And made his first appearance with the Tigers in 1959. Here's the pitch on the way to Johnson. He got him with a fastball. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Johnson goes down swinging as Bruce gets his first strikeout. And that will bring up the left fielder, Bob Skinner, a left-handed batter. Skinner is hitting 235. He has one homer and three runs batted in. Although Skinner is not boasting a good, strong batting average here in the early going, he has been holding down the left field spot regularly. There's some other pretty good candidates for that job on this Cincinnati club. Here's the pitch in, and Skinner takes a fastball inside at the knees. Grody cocks his arm on the start of a throw to first, but holds it up. Grody catching, Runnels at first, Fox at second, Casco short, Aspromonte third. Bond is in left field, Spangler in center, and Staub in right. One out, Robinson on first. And a one ball, no strike count on left-handed batter Bob Skinner. Bruce stretches. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside again. Ball two. Coaching at first base for Freddie Hutchinson's Reds, Dick Sisler. And Reggie Otero is the coach on third. The outfield very deep and around the right side. for Bob Skinner, a left-handed batter. Stretch again by Bruce. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right side. Runnels up with it, loses it, and he's not going to be able to make a play. He did, but too late. Runnels had that ball, and then it got away from him, and it rolled over towards second base about halfway between first and second, and that's going to be charged as an error to Pete Runnels. So Skinner is safe on the error by Runnels as Robinson holds on at second base, and that'll bring up the catcher, John Edwards. Edwards hitting 240, left-handed batter. Edwards has three runs batted in. So the Reds have their first threat going here tonight with Robinson on second and Skinner on first and one out. No score. Bruce checks his runner. Not too big a lead by Robinson on second base. Ball gets away from Grody. The runners will hold. That's right over the top of Grody's mitt. He hustled back in a hurry to pick it up, and it's one ball, no strikes. In that San Francisco-Milwaukee game today, Bobby Hindley was the winner, and Denny LeMaster was the loser. There were five home runs in that game today, and two players got them all. One ball, no strikes. Skinner at first, Robinson at second. One out. Bruce working on John Edwards. Here's the pitch now, and Edwards grounds a ball to the second baseman. Fox goes to second base. Throw to Casco's in time, but there's no chance for the relay back as Robinson moves up to third. So Edwards safe on the fielder's choice. Skinner is out at second base. Fox to Casco for the second out, and now here's the shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Cardenas takes a strike up around the letters. Right-handed batter hitting 400, one home run, five runs batted in. Two outs, Robinson on third, Edwards on first. Quite a few players have hit three home runs in a ball game, but only nine in the history of baseball have hit four in a single ball game. Bruce pitching very carefully now. There's a look over to first. Here's the pitch on the way to Cardenas. There's a bouncing ball way back in the hole. Good play by Casco, and they got it. Oh, that was a beauty. Eddie Casco took that sharp ground ball back in the hole. Luckily, there was a runner on first, and he got the force at second of Edwards coming down on the throw to Nellie Fox. Great play by Casco, and that prevents a run here in the second inning. No runs on one hit. There was one error. Two men were left on base, and we go now to the last of the second. Houston nothing, Cincinnati nothing.
The other day, I was holding a can of Pearl beer like I'm doing right now. The can was good and cold, and I was sort of tracing my finger through the frost. And I started looking at the picture on the can. It shows one of those pretty little streams in the country of 1100 springs. You've seen it. Well, anyway, I got to thinking about that cold, clear spring water. How it travels underground to the Pearl Brewery, how it brings out that good malt and hop flavor, and how much the other breweries would like to have Pearl's brewing water. Well, it sounded so good that I finished that Pearl and had another one. I guess that's why they put the picture on the can. So why don't you settle back with a Pearl right now and see for yourself? It sure is refreshing. Say, Dad, next time you go fishing, ice down a couple of Pearl six-packs. You may not catch more fish, but it'll sure make the sitting pleasurable. Pearl.
I don't know. I was thinking of your fishing experiences down in spring training. Lost a string of 17 and got away. The only time that he had a chance to prove it went out, you didn't catch anything. Some kind of a fisherman.
Fans may not believe that, but it's true. Manet Cardenas over here and Senor Sanchez, we went fishing, and we had a string of 21 on there.
21,
and the whole string got away.
Here's Bob Aspromonte now as we start the last of the second. Aspro will be followed by Rusty Staub and Eddie Casco. Aspro hitting 360. One homer and three runs batted in. Bats right-handed. Here's Jay's pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Aspromonte has hit safely now in all seven games. Coming up for the first time here tonight in a scoreless ball game. Jay gave up a hit in the first inning to Pete Runnels. Here's the pitch to Aspro. Low and inside. Ball one and strike one. 1-1 count. Nobody out, nobody on. Staub in the on-deck circle off the left side. 45s are batting 239 as a team starting this game tonight. Here's the 1-1 pitch now by Jay. Aspro takes it over but low, and it's ball two and strike one. 2-1 count. Well, tomorrow night at 7:30, the Reds will be in here for the final game of this three-game set. Over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 45s will be in St. Louis, but back here on Monday against the Dodgers. Ball two and strike one. Here's the pitch now. There's a start of a swing. He checked, and it caught the outside corner at the knees, a fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes now on Aspromonte. Joey, Jay, and Bob Bruce, we have two right-handers going tonight. And it's nothing and nothing here in the second. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Aspro. Struck him out, took one on the outside corner of the letters, and Jay has just picked up his first strikeout of the ball game. That'll bring up Rusty Staub, a left-handed batter. One out. Rusty is hitting 188. As he steps in here tonight. Outfield and infield shift around the right side for him. Jay looks in to get his sign now from Johnny Edwards. Here's the windup and the first pitch to Staub. Curveball, a drop low inside, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Pittsburgh at Philadelphia and Chicago at New York were both rained out in the National League today. The only other game going tonight, Los Angeles at St. Louis, is just getting underway. Sandy Koufax is going for Los Angeles and Kurt Simmons for St. Louis. The only day game was San Francisco 8, Milwaukee 6. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Staub. Now Rusty bounces one back of first base. Johnson makes the play easily unassisted, and they're two men out. So Staub bounces right to first to Johnson for the second out. And now here's the shortstop, Eddie Casco. Casco has been leading off, but has been moved down in the batting order, inasmuch as Spangler is playing tonight, and Harry Kraft put him in the leadoff spot. Here's Eddie. Made a great play to end the Cincinnati half of this inning. He's batting 258 with three runs batted in. Casco, right-handed batter. Two outs and nobody on. Here's the first pitch by Jay. Curveball that missed outside, and it's ball one. Outfield is pretty well straight away for Casco. The right fielder, Robinson, just a shade off the opposite side for him. Jay throws again now, and Eddie takes a strike this time, belt high, and it's one ball, one strike. A couple of transactions announced today. Gene Connolly has been released by the Boston Red Sox, and the Philadelphia Phillies announced that they have purchased the contract of Ed Roebuck from the Washington Senators. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Ball low outside. Ball two and strike one. Roebuck sent over to Washington last year from the Dodgers, now back over in the National League again. Two outs and nobody on base. Last of the second. Here's the 2-1 pitch now to Casco. Fastball, and Eddie fouls it back into the screen, and it's two balls and two strikes. One afternoon game in the American League, the Minnesota Twins defeated Washington 7-6. Bill Plyce won it, and Marshall Bridges was the losing pitcher. Ball two, strike two. Here's the windup, and the pitch on the way now to Casco, low outside. Full count now, 3-2. Moose Garin had a home run for the Senators in that game. Tony Oliva, Rich Rollins, and Don Mincher all had home runs for the Twins. Sam Mealy used nine pitchers in that game today. Minnesota won it 7-6 over the Senators. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Ball four, low and outside. He started to go for that pitch, but checked in time. And that will bring up the catcher, Jerry Grody. That's the first walk off, Jay. So the 45s with two outs now have Casco on first, and here is Grody. This is the first appearance at the plate for Grody this year. Jerry caught three games at the tail end of last year. This is his second year in professional baseball. Two outs, no score, last half of the second inning. Not too big a lead off first base by Casco, and Grody takes it low and outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. This portion of tonight's broadcast is being sent your way by the Pearl Brewing Company of San Antonio, makers of Pearl Beer. Jay checks his runner again now, 1-0 on Grody, right-handed batter. Casco breaks, swing and a miss on the hit and run, and Casco is in there with a stolen base. There's the first attempt by a 45 to steal the base this year, and Casco made it. Our first try. So Casco has stolen the first base for Houston this year. And the throw by Edwards was too late. Actually, he stole that base off Jay. He got a big jump on him. Swing and a miss by Grody, and it's one ball and one strike. So Casco is in scoring position with two outs. Long stretch now by Jay, and the pitch into Grody, a curveball. He fooled him on that one. Reached out for it. It broke away from him, and it's one ball and two strikes. Boston at Baltimore postponed today because of inclement weather. Three night games are on the schedule in the American League tonight. Two outs now. Grody waves the bat around. Casco's on second base. One and two count on the Houston catcher. Jay set again now. Here's the pitch, and Grody swings and fouls it up into the seats. One and two count. Kansas City leads Cleveland 1-0 at the end of the first, but it's raining in Kansas City right now. Jack Kralik is going for the Indians. Jack O'Donohue is going for Kansas City. And Al Smith had a home run, or rather, Dick Smith had a home run for Kansas City in the second inning. Don't make that Al Smith for Cleveland in the second inning to tie it up.
There's a drive to deep right center field. Pinson way back, can't get it. It's off the wall. Houston leads 1-0. Grody will go for three. Here's the relay, and Grody has tripled. And it's 1-0 Houston. Oh, he really gave that one a ride. Jerry Grody hit the 427 sign in right center field. Driving in Casco. So Grody opens the season here in great style with a three-bagger and a run batted in. And here's the pitcher, Bob Bruce. Oh, that was a sweet one. And it's 1-0 Houston. Jerry hit very well in spring training. Here's Bruce up for the first time this year. Runner on third, two outs. Very high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Walk to Casco, stolen base, and a three-bagger by Jerry Grody. That's the second hit in the major leagues for Grody. He had one hit last year. Here's the pitch on the way now. There's a high pop-up in the infield off the right side, and Darren Johnson is there for it in foul territory. Makes the catch, and that retires the side. So Bruce has fouled out to first, but Houston goes out in front here in the second. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and one man left on base. And after two innings of play, the Colt 45s won, and Cincinnati nothing.
Kind of man who likes the simple life, an outdoor vacation with the kids and the wife, a hunting or a fishing trip, you like that kind of thing. You like the beer from the country of 1100 springs.
Let's have a Pearl beer. Pearl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country.
Flavor you miss in other beers. Try Pearl and see.
Refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Pearl beer.
Reds pitcher Joey Jay will lead off down the top half of the third with Houston leading 1-0. Jay will be followed by Pete Rose and then Chico Ruiz. Jay is a switch hitter. He'll be batting left-handed here against Bruce. Jay has not had a hit this year. Bob goes into his windup now. Here's the first pitch. Jay takes a big cut. Swing and a miss and a strike one. Jay's a pretty fair hitter. Detroit will be in Los Angeles and New York at Chicago. All right, Bob Green? One strike. There's a curve strike on the inside corner of the knees. Two strikes. 1-0 Houston, top of the third. Pitcher Joey Jay facing Bob Bruce. Bob has given up one hit, a single by Robinson in the second inning. Fastball low and outside. And it's one ball, two strikes. Bruce came to Houston just before the National League season started in 62 from the Detroit Tigers in a trade. Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Curveball got him. Beautiful pitch. Nice soft curveball on the inside corner of the knees. Jay didn't like the call. He just drops the bat and walks away from the plate.
Let's pause here for station identification. This is the Colt 45 Baseball Network.
And KPRC 95.0 in Houston, 71 degrees at 8 o'clock.
One out, now nobody on. Here's the first pitch to Rose, fastball to south side. Bruce now has two strikeouts. Rookie of the year for the National League last year, Pete Rose, batting left-handed against Bruce, bounced out to second base on a bunt his first time up. Here's the pitch, big swing. He really gave that one a cut. Almost sailed right down to first base himself. One ball and one strike. Aspromonte close at third. Rose a very good bunter, and he has good speed. One out, nobody on. Here's the windup by Bruce. Rose takes a fastball, it's inside, and it's ball two and strike one. This Cincinnati club does have a lot of speed on it. Rose, Ruiz, Pinson, Robinson. Skinner is very fast for a big man also. And Cardenas is not slow at all either. There's a bouncing ball to Fox. Nelly charges it, goes to first base. They got him, and two men are out. Rose, for the second time, goes out to Fox, and that will bring up the third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Ruiz bounced out on a tap back to the mound to Bruce his first time up.
15, third baseman Chico Ruiz.
Ruiz could very well challenge anybody in this league in the speed department. Of course, he has the added advantage of batting left-handed. Actually, he's a switch hitter. Two outs, nobody on. 45s lead it, third inning, 1-0. Bruce throws into Ruiz. There's a fly ball back into center field. Spangler's on for it. That's a high one. Al waits. He's got it, and that retires the side. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the third coming up now. Houston 1, Cincinnati nothing.
Are you in a big city apartment, relaxed, listening to the game? In a farmhouse, maybe, looking out across the fields, thinking about this game and a million other things? Maybe you're away from home, listening in your car, a motel, or a friendly tavern. Well, wherever you are, whoever you are, the people at Pearl hope you're enjoying this game and the good beer they brew. Pearl beer is brewed with famous spring water from the country of 1100 springs. And that's what makes it better. The water brings out flavor you miss in other beers. Enjoy Pearl in the glass bottle you don't take back. Cools more beer in less space, and pure glass protects natural beer flavor.
Let's have a Pearl beer. Pearl's the beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Pearl.
Bottom half of the third inning, and Al Spangler leads off here now. Al was robbed of a base hit his first time up on a good play by first baseman Darren Johnson. In the Pacific Coast League tonight, Tacoma is at Oklahoma City. Chuck Taylor will be up for the 89ers tonight. And Tulsa is playing at San Antonio. Marv Dutt will be pitching for the Bullets. We'll keep you posted on those games. Our two top farm clubs, Oklahoma City in the Pacific Coast League and San Antonio in the Texas League. Al Spangler, left-handed batter. Here's Jay's windup now, the first pitch on the way, and Al takes a high one, ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out here in the third inning. Here's the next pitch now by Jay, a fastball tapped off the first base side. Johnson makes the pickup, and Jay covers and just beats Spangler in by a step. So there is one out. Spangler seemed to be trying to check his swing on that one. The ball hit the bat and was tapped toward first base. Johnson had to hurry on the play. Jay covered, and there's one away. Here's Nellie Fox. He flied the left field his first time up. Sandy Koufax out for the third time this year at St. Louis tonight, trying to break the Dodgers' six-game losing string. Kurt Simmons up for the Cardinals. Nellie Fox, left-handed batter. Houston leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Joey Jay on the mound for the Reds. Ball in the dirt, bounces away from Edwards. And it's one ball and no strikes. 1-0 count. Cincinnati again tomorrow night, game time 7:30. Ken Ben Johnson will be up against his former teammates here tomorrow night, making his second appearance against the Reds this year. Here's the 1-0 pitch now. There's a high pop off the left side. Ruiz racing back for it, but he just couldn't get to it. Ruiz, had he kept coming as fast as he was moving, really would have barreled into the railing by the Houston dugout. He slowed up a little bit, and the ball just dropped inside the fence, but he couldn't hang on to it. One ball and one strike. There'll be no play on that one. 1-1 on Nellie Fox. Houston scored in the second with two outs. Casco walked, stole second base, and Jerry Grody tripled him in to the 427 sign in right center field. Now the count is 1-1 on Fox. Jay throws the curveball, and Nellie lofts one into right center field. Frank Robinson lopes over for it, and he's got it. And there are two men out. So Fox flies to right field for the second out here in the third. And now here's Pete Runnels. Pete singled between second base, and the shortstop Leo Cardenas his first time up. Houston with five left-handed batters in the lineup tonight. The first four in the order, and then Rusty Staub. Pete hits a foul up into the seats back over the screen. Strike one. San Francisco now leads the National League over second place Philadelphia by a half a game. Hope we're getting a little shower. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ball. It's too high. And in the American League, Minnesota and Baltimore are in a virtual tie for first. Baltimore actually by percentage points. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way now. And Runnels takes a strike on the inside corner of the knees, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, quite a few of the fans have come prepared. Bob Boyne is on that machine again. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's too high. Ball two and strike two. I introduced Bob Green as our technician tonight, and it threw him. He's having a bad night. Ball two, strike two. Here's the pitch on the way to Runnels now. There's a fly ball to left center field, but Beta Pinson is playing Runnels just right in deep left center and hauls it in, and that retires the side. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of three innings of play, Houston won, Cincinnati nothing. Say, are you by any chance one of the fortunate few ever privileged to actually watch a no-hitter? Well, I have, and believe me, it's a thrill I'll never forget. And if you should ever be lucky enough to be in the stands when it happens again, imagine the thrill if you also happen to be keeping score. The new Colt 45's baseball scorebook contains enough pages for 20 games, any one of which could someday become a collector's item. Your chances depend to some extent on the number of games you see, but even if you're at home listening, you'll enjoy using this scorebook. Now, if you've never learned to score, just read the complete, easy-to-follow instructions or use any system you like. Any way you look at it or use it, the Colt 45's official baseball scorebook will bring you hours of pleasure. Just send your name and address and $1 for each book to Scorebook, Post Office Box 19304, Houston. $1 with your name and address to Scorebook, Post Office Box 19304, Houston. Return postage is prepaid. 1-0 Houston now as we move into the first half of the fourth inning here at Colt Stadium. And right now, let's hear from Lowell Pass.
All right, Gene, thank you. Hi, everybody. And Beta Pinson, left-hand batting center fielder, is up there to lead off as Bob Rose gets his sign and he's ready. There's the windup. And the pitch is on the way. Swung on it, down to the right side, through, off the glove of Runnels, and out into shallow right for a base hit. Runnels did a nice job driving out to his right, trying a backhand on it. So Pinson is on as Frank Robinson steps up. Robinson had a single, slashed it up the middle in the second inning. Eight straight games for Beta Pinson to hit safely now. So he is indeed a tough one. Beta came on with a 414 average. Robinson had a hit in the second, as we told you, and it upped his average to 290. Now the infield at double play depth. Outfield very deep on Robinson. Pitch, and it's change outside, ball one. Of course, the big curve of Bob Bruce. That's his bread and butter pitch. And Bob occasionally will reach back and pour on a little steam there and whip it down a little fast. A check of the runner. Benson got a lot of speed. The pitch, and it swung on foul back. That's on the screen. Ball one and strike one. You may recall that Bob Bruce one hit the Cincinnati Reds last year right here at Kohl Stadium. That was on April the 26th, as he allowed only one meek hit and shut him out. April 26th last year. Better to work again. Benson leads off the pitch. Change, and it's, I guess, a ball outside. The umpire just sort of shuffled and did a little dance there. Didn't throw up right or left hand. Ball two and strike one. It was very close. Robinson has two runs batted in on the season. Big Frank, nine hits now and 31 times to the plate. Is Johnson's check of Benson, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Ball two and strike two. He pulled the cord there on a big slow curve and had Robinson scrambling for it. Ball two and strike two. I noticed Ken Johnson had Frank Robinson wave around and feel around up in the air for one of his knuckleballs in that opening game. Like he is, couldn't see it, just reaching, trying to feel around and find it. Ball two and strike two. Well, he's a tough man up there, I'll tell you. Is Veda's leadoff at first, Johnson's pitch, or rather Bruce's pitch, swung on down to Nellie Fox, one down, over to Casco, back to first, and it's a double play. A twin killing, and Robinson puts up a big complaint on that one. First base up for Augie Donatelli, making the call, and here comes manager Hutchinson out of the dugout. And they're really putting on an argument down there. They're pouring on the coals. Double play. Nellie Fox to Casco and back to Runnels. 4-6-3. And the argument continues. That'll bring on Darren Johnson. The base is clear now with two out. And right in batter, the first baseman. Still a little bit of rhubarbing going on down there at first. But now they finally get out of there. Well, while we have that little break, why don't you take a break and enjoy a cold Pearl beer. It's number one. Well, Hutch is putting that forefinger of the right hand out there in no uncertain terms and most emphatic gestures, as if to say, you booted that call. But the umpire, Augie Donatelli, insists that it was out at first to complete the double play. And now Hutch has departed the scene and disappeared back into the dugout. All right, batter up. And Darren Johnson, a right-hand hitter, is up there. It's the fourth inning of play here at Kohl Stadium. And Bruce's pitch swung on, hit early foul off to the left side. He rolls that one to the left of the plate. Strike one. 1-0, Houston leads. Both clubs now with two hits. Veda Penson smashing a single off the glove of first baseman Pete Runnels, and then was doubled up on a nice play. Fox over to Casco, back to Runnels, as Robinson was doubled at first. Bruce with the rock back the pitch, and there's just a little outside. Ball one and strike one. Most of you know that Bruce came in the other night and pitched two innings and struck out six batters. How do you like those apples? I'll tell you right now, some kind of pitching. Throw, swung on. He tried to check and fouled it back. Seemed to be up around the handle of the bat. One ball and two strikes. Johnson, who originally was with the Yankee organization, and then last year out on the Pacific Coast, he really tore the cover off that baseball and is looking quite good right now. The pitch swung on and popped into shallow left, going out Casco. It's over his shoulder. He can't get it. Drops in out there. A little looping single to left field. So Darren Johnson comes through with the third hit off by Bruce. So Bruce so far has allowed three hits, and he has struck out two, has not walked a man. One runner was on via an error. They've had two stranded for the Cincinnati Reds. All right, here is Bob Skinner, left-hand batter. The pitch to him now, and he takes a ball just inside. Jerry Grody is doing the catching for the 45s tonight. Aspromonte at third, Casco at short. At second base, it's Nettie Fox, and at first base, Pete Runnels. Wobon in left, Al Spangler starting in center field tonight, and Rusty Staub in right. Right field to left field, breeze blowing. Bruce rocking, delivers, swung on, drilled into the dirt, foul off to the right of the plate. One ball and one strike for Bob Skinner. This hitter, batting right now at 222, has three runs batted in. Skinner has one double and one home run. He had that opening day in Cincinnati. Outfield, way around to the right straight away. Infield playing for one man, of course. Run at first takes his lead. Here's Bruce. Down with the pitch, change, and it misses outside. That was a little lob throw over the outside edge. The way ahead of it. Ball two.